The two bills are Elder Parole and Fair and Timely Parole. Elder Parole would allow the State Board of Parole to provide an evaluation for potential parole release to incarcerated people age 55 and older who have already served 15 or more years, including some of the state's oldest and sickest people who are behind bars. Fair and Timely Parole would provide more meaningful parole reviews for people behind bars who are already parole eligible. In recognition of Black History Month, Black community and faith leaders, including formerly incarcerated advocates and their family members, join legislators today for Parole Justice is Racial Justice Advocacy Day, the day organized by the People's Campaign for Parole Justice. It's a grassroots campaign backed by nearly 300 groups across New York State. They advocate for passage of the two bills, Elder Parole and Fair and Timely Parole. They also advocate for a fair and fully staffed parole board. Vincent Sutherland is executive director of the Center on Race and Equality at the NYU School of Law, supporting the People's Campaign for Parole and Justice. He spent 20 years representing people caught up in America's legal system, and he says parole justice is a struggle for racial justice.
Today in the state of New York, if you're white, you have a better chance of being released on parole than if you're Black or Latinx. That's not justice. In this legislative session, we have the power to do something unprecedented. By passing fair and timely parole and elder parole, we can fundamentally change the parole system by making sure that everyone who appears before the board has a chance to be judged by who they are today and the work they've done to transform themselves. By fully staffing the parole board with commissioners committed to redemption, we can deliver parole justice for everyone. We have an opportunity to advance racial justice and meet the demands that we heard last summer, demands that echoed across our state from the streets of Brooklyn to the halls of power in Albany. I want to urge our lawmakers to stand with folks like Jabari Brisport and support the People's Campaign for Parole Justice and pass these bills and give New Yorkers who are seeking parole justice what racial justice requires, a truly meaningful opportunity for release.
Senator Jabari Brisport decries cancel culture.
I think what makes me the most infuriated right now is the continuous shouts and cries from the right and Republicans about cancel culture and cancel culture this and cancel culture that. And the way I see it, it's Black people who have been the ones that have been canceled by the criminal legal system and by mass incarceration. You know, Black people, brown people, when we get tangled with the criminal legal system, it's put us behind bars and throw away the key. White people are much more likely to get parole. And there's this pervasive notion that white people are worthy of redemption and Black people, brown people are irredeemable. So today, as you know, part of Black History Month, I'm really happy to be supporting these bills and getting my colleagues to support these bills.
Brisport says he wants to build a criminal justice system that uplifts communities and brings them together.
We know that we are not the sums of our worst mistake. Yes, yet Black and brown New Yorkers are made to feel as though they do not have an opportunity to change, as though redemption is outside of their grip.
Assemblymember Carmen De La Rosa is lead New York State Assembly sponsor of Elder Parole. De La Rosa says it's no coincidence that the over-policing seen in communities is directly related to disparities in the parole system.
Today, we join the People's Campaign for Parole Justice because we understand that if we're going to dismantle a system that is based on racism, we must pass Elder Parole. We must pass time and fairly parole, because if we want to make sure that the system no longer continues to incarcerate people who look like me, people who look like you, then we must reform this system from the inside out.
The assembly member says she is sponsoring Elder Parole to ensure that the parole system is based on restorative justice and not on punitive justice for Black and brown people in New York State. The People's Campaign for Parole Justice is also calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to fully staff the parole board with 19 commissioners who come from communities that have been directly affected by mass incarceration and who have professional and clinical backgrounds in areas such as social work, nursing, reentry services, and other fields that allow them to evaluate people who are behind bars for who they are today. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.